The move from Belleville to Hamilton has been far from simple. Poor attendance and poor performance on the ice is starting to give people the thought of, will the OHL work in Hamilton? If you open your history books, you will see that Hamilton hasn't been kind to the OHL. Different problems have caused these OHL teams to leave the Steel City. Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator and Jack Miller, Belleville sportscaster and politician, both commented on the topic. Here is what Scott Radley had to say.
First of all, if you look at where they are in the standings, I'm not sure that being third last in the league is chasing people away from the game, but I'm not sure that it's enticing people to come either. If you had a team that was winning, I think you would have a ton of people in the stands. I am surprised that the numbers are this low. I really thought that in Hamilton, they could roll out of bed in the morning and have 4,000 people in the stands. I thought 4,000 would be a bare minimum.
Here is what Jack Miller said about the topic.
If it's not viable, then it's not going to stay. If circumstances remain as is, where, you know, they're getting 2,000 to 2,500 a game in a facility that would be a lot more to operate than the Edmonton Arena, then at some point, even owners with deep pockets are going to say, well, maybe there's greener grass somewhere else. But as far as finding a final home in Hamilton, I would suggest there's a question mark beside it.
Both believe that attendance is the number one issue, and with the Bulldogs' consistent poor performance, it doesn't look good for the team right now. Tyler Penny, QNET News, Belleville.